In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Oh, good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, doing the best I can. I feel like a chicken without a head. So, Lord, we need peace today. Hallelujah. Peace, peace, peace. Yesterday I spoke about Colossians 2, verse 20. If with Christ you die to the elemental spirits of the universe, why do you live as though you still belong to the world? Okay, remember, it says that we are dead. We are dead. We are dead. And our life is hid with Christ in God. Why do you still belong to the world? Now let's look at the world. St. John says, do not love the world. This is John, 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things of the world and in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Now, if you do want to summarize the world, we will tell you that the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. If we would go back to the garden where Adam and Eve were going to choose from the tree of the knowledge and good and evil, it was the lust of the flesh, you know. The lust of the flesh. This is really good. The lust of the eyes. Oh, it's beautiful to eat. The pride of life. You'll be God. Oh, yeah. It's all there. That's the world. And the world, as we know it, is ruled by another angel. Not a holy angel. Another angel. The demonic Lucifer, the one who said, I will not serve. But Jesus has conquered the devil through the blood of the cross. Hallelujah. And he nailed and led the principalities and powers and made a mockery out of them. Hallelujah. But you must know that if we have died and our life is hidden with Christ in God, that means that we will be tempted by the world if we are not well hidden in Christ in God. And the world will come to us with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. This is not of the Father, but it is of the world, and the world passes away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. So we have the world and its ruler is the devil himself. And he has conquered so many people with the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. He has. He knows each one of our Achilles' heels. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do it. And you know, so many people fall prey to his lies. People that have been better than me, people that have been so faithful, you know, we need to pray for perseverance to the very end until 10 minutes after we're dead, because you know what? The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, oh, it creeps in. It creeps in. Did not the devil bring Jesus to that place and said, if you would only worship me, bow down to me, I would give you all the kingdoms of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You don't have to die on a cross. We'll put you on a throne. Did it not work another way in John 6? Remember John 6? Remember John 6? I remember it very, very well. I'm churning to it right now. This is another temptation. You know, let's look at it. This is after Jesus had multiplied the bread and the fish. It says in John 6:15, perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him a king, Jesus ran off for the hills by himself, withdrew again to the hills by himself, ran for the hills. Oh yeah, the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Perceiving, after he had multiplied the bread and the fish, that they were about to come and take him by force to make him a king, Jesus withdrew again to the hills by himself. He ran off to the hills because the lust of the pride of life, the pride of being a king, you know, better to be a king than to die on a cross. He ran off to the hills. It was a temptation. He ran for the hills to seek the face of the Father. Ran for the hills. He ran. He withdrew. Withdrew. Sometimes you just have to withdraw. Sometimes you have to just withdraw because you know what? Because these temptations are real. These temptations are real. And no one will escape them. But you know what? By the grace of God, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, providing we suffer with him. Suffer that persecution for being his. More than conquerors. And this is what conquers the world. Come on. St. John says it. Even our faith. To live by faith. Oh yes, to live by faith. To live by faith. This is what conquers the world. Even our faith. Even our faith. Let me tell you about something. You know, just this week, I've been helping a priest out in Kathmandu, that's in Nepal. And I sent him $600 of my own money. This is not my tithe. This is not my tithe, okay? This is not my tithe. This is extra. And I preached about it on Sunday. I said, you know, this $600 is going to all come back. Because, you know, what you sow is what you reap. And there are hungry kids that I'm feeding. These kids are hungry. This is true. They have nothing to eat. So I sent him $600. Jesuit priest. I said, it's all going to come back. Yesterday, somebody came in with $2,600. Listen to this now. Now, our radio ministry needs money, but it's not going to the radio ministry. You want to know why? Because I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to send the guy, the priest in Kathmandu, money to feed the poor, maybe $600 or $700 of it. I'm going to send Sister Josephine, who's in Indonesia, $500 of it. All right? I'm supporting a priest who's studying the scriptures, so I'm going to send him $500 of it. And the rest, you know, who pay bills, not for radio either. Bills for the poor. That's right. There goes the money. There goes the money. But you see, I've just invested it in the bank of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I just invested it in the bank of the Lord Jesus Christ. I told the people at Mass the other day, I said, you know, this priest was in need. And I sent him $300 one week and $300 another week. Today, he'll get much more than $300. And we will send it. You know, the lust of the world's not going to bother me with all this money. I'm not going to get the pride of life of this money. I will even read what the lady wrote. This is what she wasn't at Mass. She comes from another place. She says, "This money is from God, and you can do with it what you want." Oh, yeah, which means if I want to just pay all the bills that I have made for people, I could use it for that. But you know what? These people are in need. They're in need. So you know what? God will provide for me, even though our radio ministry is $31,000 in the hole. Hallelujah! Glory! What you sow is what you reap. Yeah. The summer we have $5,000 in the hole and we still owe August bills. That's right. So, $26,000 and $5,000 and $31,000. The letter's going out and I expect to get it all and more. If God wants, if not, we do the best we can. Because you see, if I take care of the poor, God will take care of me. That's just the way it is. Because that's operating by faith. That's not operating by sight. That's planting and sowing. Oh, yeah. That's sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. That's what God is all about. Sowing and reaping. Isn't it wonderful? I think it's wonderful. That $2,600 will come back to me over and over and over again. I don't know how. But it's none of my business. I am not going to be tempted by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life. Now, am I sometimes tempted? Of course. Of course. Can I fall? Of course. Because no man stands erect all the time. We're all so broken. We're all so needy. We're all so poor. I cannot tell you that I'm going to stand erect all the time. You want to know why? It's only by the grace of God that I stand erect. For my servant lives by faith and not by sight. I can't tell you the temptations I'm going to have down the road. But I can just tell you, you know what? Thank you, Jesus. That when I got that $2,600, I'm starting to think, how can we spread it around? Where your kingdom, your people that are hungry are going to eat. And other kids that need to go to school, and my friend that needs to, that's studying the scriptures, you see. Oh, yeah, that's how it goes. That's just how it goes. God is a provider. And I truly believe that. He is a provider. Now here is the little letter that says, "Father Tom, you can use it as you want." I say, "Well, you know, I have permission to use it as I want. And I will use it as I want. As God leads." Hallelujah. That's no credit to me. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost because, you see, I have died and my life is hidden with Christ in God. You see, I'm a dead man. Oh, sometimes I try to revive the dead man. Go, breathe in. Come on, breathe them. Give them some artificial respiration. I'm not going to lie to you. When I sin, I try to revive the dead man. But you see, I have died. And my life is hidden with Christ in God. And it's a daily thing. It's not something that you do once when Billy Graham comes or when you go to a service. I have died and I want to keep on dying because there's no living without dying. There's no harvest unless the seed go into the ground and die. It shall not bear fruit. But if it dies, it will bear much fruit. Hallelujah. This is real stuff. I'm not talking ragtime. I'm talking real stuff. I'm talking God. I'm talking God sees it all. I'm talking that we don't have to revive our dead beings, but we want to be dead to sin and dead to self, and we want to live to God and to Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. I'm saying this is the way it is. And you see, when God sees this stuff, you know what he'll do? He'll entrust me with more. That's what the scripture says. It's all about being entrusted with more. Hallelujah. I had a young priest with me this summer, newly ordained, came all the way from Poland. 3 months, 90 days he stayed with me. What a privilege to be the first one to have a newly ordained priest. I did not teach him the ropes about business. I taught him the ropes of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He saw the anointing. He saw what God can do. He saw the people getting healed. He saw the people coming to be fed. He saw people coming on Sunday that have no place to go. Some people coming to eat with us. He saw people living for Jesus Christ. Now, we all do it imperfectly. We all do it imperfectly, believe me. I'd be the first one to tell you, I limp. But this is what he saw. He didn't see a businessman, because you know what? I am not a businessman. Because if I were a businessman, I'd take that $2,600, and you know what I'd say? Well, you know what? I owe so much money because there are people that I took on their bills. I've taken on their bills. And I have to pay every month. And many of them aren't able to pay me right now. One person I gave $7,000 to. You want to know why? Because he was paying 22% interest. So I paid $7,000. Took a loan. 0% for a year. I get $50 a month. I've already got $101. But you know what? God provides. People say, you're stupid. Maybe I am. I'm not doing it anymore. But you see, I could have used that money to pay off that bill. But you see, these people are hungry. God will provide. I truly believe that. God will provide. God will provide. God does provide. Because he's God Almighty. Oh, perceiving that they were about to take him by force to make him a king, Jesus withdrew again to the hills by himself. Because his kingdom was not of this world, and his throne would be upon a cross. And it would be on that cross that he would break the powers and principalities. It would be on that cross that he would break Satan's back by his most precious and adorable blood. That's Jesus. That's my Lord. That's the King of Glory. He's wonderful. There's nobody like him. That's Jesus. That's the King of Glory. He's wonderful. There's nobody like him. That's why nothing is worth losing the friendship of Christ. Nothing, nothing, nothing. The devil said to Jesus, I'll give you a title deed to the world if you bow down. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you worship. The people came, it was much more subtle. They want to make him a king. They've seen the multiplication of the bread and the fish. Let's make him a king! Jesus runs off to the hills, for his throne will be the cross on which he dies, which he bleeds, living sacrifice of praise, the fragrant offering to the Father. Oh, you have died, and your life is hidden with God in Christ. Oh, yes. And as I said yesterday about a dead man, he's facing in one direction, and he has no plans of his own. What plans do you have of your own? I just want to tell you today that everything is tentative. Oh, yes, I do have plans. I have to do things today, and hopefully they're for the Lord. But you know what? I just surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I surrender. I surrender all.
Get it.
I surrender. I surrender all to Jesus. Precious Savior, I surrender all.
It's not a business. It's the Lord's work. It's not a business. My just man lives by faith. It's not a business. We have died, and our life is hidden in Christ, in God. It's not a business. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not a business. It's God touching his people. Let me tell you what happened on Saturday. A young man came, broken hip, broken in two, 10 years, in excruciating pain. They called me in the morning. They wanted to know if I was worthy to be able to do this. In other words, did I have the power? I said, only Jesus is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. I can't do very much, you know. Only what God gives me to do. And you know, he said, you shall do greater things than I. because I go to the Father. So anyway, he came. I saw the pain in his eyes, more than physical pain. I talked with him for a little while and prayed with him for a little while, made sure he did a couple of things before we prayed over his head. But the thing that got him most was very, very wonderful. Four little children came up right before we started to pray, and they all, you know, twos and threes and four-year-olds, and they had their arms open to hug me, and they're beautiful little babies, all little girls, too. And they were all filled with gold dust. The glory of God was on these little babies. When the man with the pained eyes saw the gold dust, something happened. Like I could see in his eyes, he said, something's happening here. Where did this gold dust come from? He didn't say those words. Then I prayed with him about something, and then we prayed over his hip. And immediately, that hip was healed. He started to do deep knee bends, started to run around, went up and down the stairs, first time in 10 years without pain. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Isn't Jesus wonderful? I think he's the best. There's nobody like Jesus. As Sadie used to say, nobody can help you but Jesus, for nobody but Jesus knows how. So maybe you want to come on Saturday and join us at the 5:30 Mass, and then we pray for healing afterwards. You're always welcome. Or maybe you want to come to our Sunday Mass at 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. You're always welcome. But you know what? I really need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. As I said, we're $31,000 in the hole, but I surrender all. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. This is 9/11. Let us pray for the victims who died and their families. Jesus, have mercy. And this is the feast of the New Year for the Jews. Tonight at sundown, they will blow the shofar. May God's people Israel be blessed. May the house of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob come to know the great Messiah, Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.